So here's a question though. If you were in a decision-making position and North Korea has sunk a South Korean ship,
that is tough.
Or shelled an island and like killed some, I don't know if they killed civilians or military personnel, but there were definitely civilians on the island. And then they're saying like, okay, if you have these military exercises, you know, it's over, we're going to war. If you're in a position where, you know that the U.S. is the, you know, biggest military power in the world, at some point you want to see things different in North Korea, and ideally that would be a peaceful transition of things from, you know, an autocratic dictatorship to a democratic state with human rights and that sort of thing. But do you call their bluff, or do you say okay, give them some more time, back off? You know,
it's. I think this is probably the kind of stuff that makes the president age. You know, they show those pictures of the presidents before they come in and before they come out. You know, it's like all the stupid stuff.
They all come out with gray
hair. Yeah, yeah. It's like all the stupid stuff with Congress and this and that. It's like, yeah, that stuff's annoying. You know, but it's like to sit in the Situation Room or wherever they sit and talk about. It's like, this is the stuff that really could change the world, right? And it's funny because these guys, if they didn't have that nuclear weapon, it'd be over. You know, it'd be like, all right, guys, you want to go to war? Let's go to war. Like, we'll just blow you out of the water.
Yeah.
But, and it's like, it's ironic that we treat all these other guys with more respect when they have a nuclear weapon, which is exactly the opposite of what, you know, we wanted to. It's like, that's exactly what they wanted when they got this nuclear weapon, right? It's like,
yeah,
we're scared of them now they have the weapon. And that's why, you know, that's why Iran's doing it. That's why all these other, India did it. That's why Pakistan did it. It's like, okay, well, now we can't mess with you. So, you know, and it's a very difficult situation because you always want to placate, right? I think, like, it happened in World War II when, Germany took, like, Poland or something like that, and then people were like, okay, you can have Poland. Just don't take another country, all right? You know?
But I want another country.
And then he took some other country, probably, and it's like, okay, come on, guys. Like, just chill, you know, please, come on, you know? And then it's like they started bombing, I don't know, they took France or something like that. I'm obviously butchering World War II history, but it's like, I think something where it's like, okay, well, what was that?
I said you watch a lot of History Channel, don't you?
No, I don't watch any History Channel. I went to high school, and that's about all I know about World War II. But anyway, it seemed like,
if I talked about World War II in high school, I probably would have paid attention to the history class more.
Oh, really?
Like, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was kind of, I don't want to say a militant kid, but I was into military history and that sort of stuff. And I think if they had talked about that kind of stuff more often, I would have probably been more into history class.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were fortunate enough to learn this stuff in high school. And, I mean, that's what I remember. Obviously, it's been a long time. But, I mean, it seemed like, you know, you always want to placate. And it's, like, ironic because the terms that you placate with are just sort of, like, sometimes in a sort of outside point of view, they're just ridiculous. It's like, you just gave somebody a country, you know? It's like, that's not really placation. That's just like, I don't know, wishful thinking, I guess, right? Like, if a guy takes over a country, you're probably going to do it again, right? And it's like, it's sort of like where that, when you get one of those Independence Day types movies where it's like, the line must be drawn here. And then you cross that line, but just by like an inch, and it's like, okay, the line must be drawn here, right? It's only when you egregiously go over it, it's like, okay, you know, we got to take you out now. It's like, okay, you know, they sank a ship. It's questionable as to where it was located, and we don't have, it's like we have overwhelming proof that you bombed it, but we don't have video proof of it or something. We just don't want to start a war with you guys, right? And then they bombed an island, and it's like, I think they had some excuse. And it's like, okay, fine. Well, we're taking away, it's like you take away all their excuses. And then when they do some sort of island attack, it's like, okay, well, we have to bomb you. But now this nuclear weapon is really like this looming elephant in the room, the proverbial elephant in the room, where it's like, we can't do anything because you guys will bomb us, and we're very scared of you. And Japan is scared, China is scared, Russia is scared. I mean, I don't think the U.S. cares at all, right? It's like, we're way too far away for them to harm us. But it's like, you know, some major countries are over there, and things could really escalate.
Well, I think the U.S. cares a lot.
No, I mean, not as much as Japan, though.
Yeah, no, definitely not. But I don't think that...
I mean, that's all I meant to say. I mean, it's like, you know, we don't... You know, it's like, all right, you want to nuke yourself, there's no fallout coming our way for a while, so it's fine, you know?
Right. Where our existential safety is not a concern.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Literally existential safety. So yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's a very, I don't know. I just don't know what to do, because it's like, I think maybe you have to go like covert ops and have your CIA guys go in there and murder those two guys or what? I don't know.
Wow. There it is, folks.
I mean, it's like, that's why we have those guys, right? I mean, you know, those guys are plotting it all the time, right? If you're gonna have a CIA and you're gonna have black ops and all that stuff, then let them do their work, I guess, right? I mean, I don't know. Did you hear about, this is sort of a side story, but you hear about, there's two Iranian nuclear scientists who both, like, had murder attempts on them recently.
Oh, wow.
In Iran.
Huh?
So, I guess, like, one of them was killed. Okay, so two of them were with their wives, I think, and they're both in separate cars. And on the same day, they were car bombed somehow. I think, like, some motorcyclist had come by and attached a bomb to the car. Each car individually on the same day and like blown them up. And
wow.
One of the scientists was killed and his wife was badly injured. And one of the other, on the other car, I think both of them were badly injured, but neither of them was killed. I think. But it's like they were saying that it seemed like it was the work of the Israeli, intelligence or with like help from the U.S. And it's just,
do you
like,
remember a few months ago, I think we talked about, we may have talked about it on the podcast, but there was that like that murder that happens on one of the, I think in one of the Gulf states, the Persian Gulf states, that was like of a Hamas official, and it all got blamed on Mossad, Israel's intelligence organization, and they were like, oh no, it wasn't us, but they, it sort of was them. There's like everybody that it was you, you know, like, look, we have videos of all these people.
I don't know if we talked about it, but that's, it's like similar sort of stuff. It's just like, well, I guess that's the way to go, right? I mean, like, if you don't want them to have a nuclear program and you don't want to go to war with them, then you have these people who just don't exist. And I mean, that's kind of what, I mean, you know, all this stuff is just like Tom Clancy movies and stuff like that. But I mean, as I understand, we have some sort of CIA covert operations department, which goes around and does crazy stuff. And they've been doing this for the last 30 years. So.
But is that, I mean, is that justifiable if you're a nation that upholds, you know, rule of law and human rights and, you know, that sort of stuff?
You know, I think it isn't, of course, but, you know, when they say all's fair in love and war, I think we're talking about war right now, right?
But you haven't had a declaration of war.
Yeah, but I mean, I think, have we declared war in the last 30 years anyway? I mean, like, I don't know if we've declared war on Iran.
We declared war on terror.
Okay, yeah, well, you know.
There must have been a declaration of war on Iraq on Taliban, like, but here's the weird thing, because like we went in to those places and then we were like, well, we're actually Iraq's friend and we're Afghanistan's friend, we were just the enemies of that government.
Exactly. So I mean, it's like, I feel like the new conflict is not like nation states against nation state, right? It's not like, oh, we declare war on you. It's like, we're gonna escalate and do this stuff and take out these people, but it's not necessarily a country per se. It's like sort of an organization or a cause or whatever. But, you know, I think, like, I mean, the things you hear about the CIA and, like, and I mean, not to say CIA over and over again, I'm sure this is coming up on some sort of strange digital filter and I'm going to get questioned in a week and a half or something like that. But this organization I keep referring to, and some other organizations, I'm sure, I mean, instead of taking over governments and, like, you know, taking down dictators you don't like, well, that's exactly what I was advocating, but... I'm just saying, like, instead of what they did in Iran, like, with the Shah and, you know, and in Central America, where they're worried about communism or whatever, I was like, I'm not worried about communism. I'm not worried about their economy or the way they're doing things. I'm worried about them, like, going around, you know, brandishing this nuclear weapon and acting nuts. You know, if you want to put somebody in power who's a communist, yeah, do what you want. You know, if you want to put somebody in power who is like gonna do whatever they were doing in Iran or do whatever they were doing in, you know, Nicaragua back when the U.S. was involved in those places, then I guess it's okay. I mean, maybe I'm just missing the whole picture, but here it seems like this is a legitimate use, right? Or even Cuba. Like, I mean, all right, Castro is communist. Who cares, right? As long as he's not, like, doing the whole Cuban Missile Crisis thing, whatever. Let him do that. Let him do whatever they're doing down there. But these guys, they're just, like, they're making it very difficult for everybody. They're, like, taking out ships from South Korea. They're bombing islands. I don't
know. But, now, wasn't the justification for invading Iraq that Saddam Hussein possessed weapons of mass destruction, which sort of posed an existential threat to, if not the U.S., U.S. allies and the entire region and that sort of thing?
Yeah, but you know,
so
I mean, like,
justified a preemptive strike, which is, isn't that the same thing as sending in, like, a black ops team and assassinating somebody?
But this is not free. I mean, okay, yeah, but at the same time, there's proof that they, like, shot down
a
ship, right, or a submarine or something.
Right.
And there's proof that
they
bombed an island.
They have struck.
They've been provocating. Right? And it's like, yeah, you're an idiot and you have weapons of mass destruction, but luckily you haven't used them yet. So what can I do? You know, you're your own state. I'm my own state. That's it. You know, we have diplomatic channels to go through. But here, we've been begging and pleading with you, and now you're like rattling sabers and stuff like that. And it's like, yeah, you're nuts. And we have these people who are, you know, especially trained for this sort of stuff. So, yeah. I don't know. I'm not advocating it. I don't like
you
it.
You should be a diplomat. You should be a diplomat, and you should go into negotiating rooms, and you should just be like, so here's the deal. you're nuts. And look at these. I mean, I'm just saying, these guys here, they know how to, you know, do this sort of stuff.
You've heard stuff about us, right? I mean, you know we...
You've seen the movies, right?
Right. I mean,
they're all true.
You know what? Here's a gift. It's called Red October, and all the president, you know, or Clear and Present Danger. Just pop these in. You know, DVD, Blu-ray, whatever you want. I don't know. Born Identity. You know,
it's all true. Everything.
I mean, you know, truth is stranger than fiction sometimes. You know what I'm saying, Kim? Come on. Can I call you Kim?
Oh, Kim Jong-il. I thought you were talking to your wife.
No, no.
I thought you thought I was your wife for a second. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
No, I don't know.
Ill. I think he probably goes by Ill. Brother Ill. What's up, Ill? How you doing? It's like, I'm Ill.
So yeah,
that's how he introduces it, though.
I don't know.
MC Ill.
He'd be illin, huh?
He'd be illin. Womp, womp, womp. Illin. Should we call it there?
Yeah, after that blasphemy of world history and diplomacy, I don't know.
Get your news here, kids. End analysis. From the people who know best, the irregular search for truth.
Coming to you with a high school education.
All right, this has been the Irregular Search for Truth. I'm Scott.
And I'm sorry.
Catch you next time.
All right.
Which hopefully will be somewhat more regular than the last time.